Hello and welcome to another walk and talk with Bree. I'm cheating, I'm actually not walking. If you can hear, hopefully the audio is better in real life than in my head right now. I'm actually sitting down, it's pouring with rain and I think it's going to rain the next few days. So I just thought, why not change it up and try this? Hopefully it's like super relaxing and soothing. For today's topic, I'm going to speak about slowing down to speed up. Slow down, slow down. So yeah, what I mean by slowing down to speed up, I find, as I've spoken about in previous episodes, etc., that as the nature of our life, we live and run in cycles, and one part of this cycle is just doing, you know, being go, 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 moving towards your goal, working. And sometimes I find that I get a bit robotic, like I'm just moving on to the next thing without being mindful, without stopping, without pausing. And I feel like pausing is such a big thing. And why I say this is because as that builds up, you know, that go, go, go energy, and I start doing things mindlessly, I won't say robotically, but mindlessly, I start to feel overwhelmed. Then my overwhelmment, it spirals into a ball, and then it leads to either extreme burnout is one option, or I have a mental breakdown. That's when I cry at the most randomest things, and I'm just like, I don't understand why I feel so sad. But yeah, and I don't want to label these as good or bad things. I feel like they're just indicators of where we're at and where our mind's at. You might be thinking that, oh yeah, I'm progressing, I'm getting to my goals, I'm achieving so much. But there's a fine balance at what cost. You know, well-being and success, I feel like, can go hand in hand. And we've all got to find a balance that works for us. So yeah, as the mind focuses on tasks and goals, unknowingly, not only do we speed up, but our minds start speeding up. You know, the amount of thoughts you have, the amount of judgment I personally have, you know, about everything I'm doing, it speeds up with what I'm doing. And it's because I'm not taking those pauses in between each desire. That's something I learned in philosophy class. Just the ability of a pause having such a profound effect. I remember my teacher, he gave me an example of when is optimum happiness. And he gave an example of a man going to a vending machine and he really wants the Snicker bar. Like, he really, really wants it. Puts his first pound coin in and nothing happens. Then he puts his second pound coin in and he's like, he's so frustrated. He just wants a Snickers. And this is his last pound coin and the bar drops. And then as the bar drops, he grabs it and he starts unwrapping it. And he said the optimum point of happiness in that example is between when the bar drops, so he's got his Snickers bar, and now his next desire is to eat the Snickers bar. And there comes the pause, because now one desire is fulfilled and we move on to the next desire. But on a daily work scale, we don't tend to do that. And I find myself doing that as well. I've completed my invoices for my job. Now I want to work out and I also want to plan a walk and talk with Ree. But there are no pauses, there's no mindfulness in anything that I'm doing. And as I speed up and I'm going fast, I'm clogging up my mind. I'm not just getting things done. There's so much chatter in my mind about this thing that I need to do and that thing, and which makes sense why we tend to get overwhelmed, right? It's just so much is going on right now. So what I found helpful during these times are to really slow down, like mentally and internally. It's got less to do with the things that I'm doing. How I do that is I surrender or I give up. I take things one at a time and I let nothing outside of me define my worth. I think that's super, super important as you work towards goals and desires. It's like, it's obvious that you're going to start identifying with what results you get, because you're always so tunnel vision on the goal or the desire that you want to achieve. So I literally take things one step at a time and I just do them. I don't think about them, I don't commentate, and I don't judge myself on it. It's easier when you remember or you remind yourself that nothing outside of you, nothing that is subject to change, can define you. And what I mean by subject to change is literally, if it can change, then it doesn't define you. Your physical appearance changes with age, that doesn't define you. Your thoughts change moment to moment. You can think you look good one moment and then you can think you look bad the next moment. That doesn't define you. How much money you earn changes, that doesn't define you. So these are all the things that don't truly define you unless you let them. With that perspective and surrendering, the slowdown is, it's inevitable. Remembering to pause between action to action. Like, you know, the vending bar machine analogy I gave you, really pausing and sitting in that just brings about awareness and it really lets you slow down. Now the speed up part is secondary. It's like a reactiveness to being in the state of slowing down. The analogy that comes to mind for me is, you know, when you've got a slingshot, if you keep on putting like the stone or the ball and you keep on flicking it because you keep flicking the stone and it's not getting far. But when you slow down, it's almost like you're pulling the slingshot's elastic far, far, far back, because you're creating that space to do so. And when you release that slingshot, then it just gets so much more further. Your stride is just so much more ease, and it's more effective than the little shots that you've been taking. And I think that's where the speed up comes. I've actually found when I end up slowing down, I become so much more productive. I procrastinate less. It's just, I need to make the time and the conscious decision to not avoid slowing down, or just avoiding it, to be honest. So slow down the mind, try your best not to figure everything out, and see what inspired actions come from this space. Because I find some of my greatest movements or my greatest progressions come about, and I feel so much more happier. And with that, I'm gonna like set a tiny bit of homework if you want to do it. It would be really just to have a few minutes of silence a day. When I say silence, it's literally just listening to the sound of the rain, taking in breaths, feeling the clothes on your skin, and looking at what's in front of you. At best, without thinking, without describing, just taking it in. Just have a minute of that and like see what benefits that practice might bring to you. And the other thing I'd suggest is just a bit of time to reflect. Get all the gunk, like all the murmuring and chattering in your brain, just get it on a piece of paper. Let that be a time to reflect and see if that also helps you to slow down. I hope this has been helpful, and I am sending you so much love and light until our next walk and talk. Bye.